Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into Marathon Digital Holdings, ticker MARA, a company that's been making waves in the digital infrastructure space while still tied closely to Bitcoin mining. If you're thinking about adding this to your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from the latest earnings to valuation and what the future might hold. Let's kick things off with a quick look at where MARA stands right now. The stock has shown some wild swings lately, trading around the $13 to $14 range after closing near $13.81 recently. Market cap sits just over $5.2 billion, and with a beta of 5.43, you know this isn't a sleepy name. Volatility is part of the package. Average volume is strong at over 47 million shares, so liquidity isn't an issue for most investors. Marathon Digital operates as a digital asset technology company focused on Bitcoin mining and the broader blockchain ecosystem. Founded back in 2010 and headquartered in Las Vegas, CEO Frederick Thiel has been steering the ship toward a bigger vision. What started as a pure-play crypto miner is now evolving into a digital infrastructure play that includes power-backed AI and high-performance computing workloads. With 171 full-time employees, they're lean but scaling operations aggressively in this high-growth area. On the revenue side, things have been scaling up nicely over the years, but with some bumps. Full year 2024 revenue hit $656 million, up from $387 million in 2023, and just $118 million in 2022. For 2025, the number reached $907 million, though gross profit turned negative at minus $433 million, highlighting the cost pressures from energy and hardware in the mining business. They're starting to see contributions from hosting services, which brought in about $4.7 million in the latest period, showing the early stages of that diversification beyond pure Bitcoin mining. Earnings have been a roller coaster, which isn't surprising in this sector. In 2024, they posted net income of $541 million, or 1.87 cents per share, a big turnaround from the $261 million profit in 2023. But 2025 flipped to a massive $1.3 billion net loss, or 3.69 cents per share, driven by lower Bitcoin prices, rising costs, and some digital asset valuation hits. EBITDA also swung from over $1 billion positive in 2024 to negative territory in 2025. The company missed Q1 2026 estimates, with revenue coming in around $175 million versus higher expectations, widening quarterly losses as Bitcoin mining margins got squeezed. During the Q1 2026 earnings call, management highlighted how they're using this period to accelerate the shift from pure Bitcoin mining toward a broader digital infrastructure business. They're leaning into power-backed AI, high-performance computing, and critical IT workloads while keeping Bitcoin mining as a foundational revenue stream. The focus is clearly on de-risking the balance sheet and positioning for the AI boom, including a Starwood joint venture targeting over 1 gigawatt of data center capacity. Executives sounded optimistic about the long-term infrastructure pivot, even as near-term crypto volatility weighed on results. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets have grown dramatically to $7.65 billion in 2025 from $6.8 billion the prior year, showing they're building out capacity. Cash positions have fluctuated, with $392 million on hand at the end of 2024. Debt levels are notable, with total liabilities around $2.67 billion in 2024, and the debt-to-equity ratio sits at about 1.1. Key metrics like return on equity came in negative at minus 52% for the trailing 12 months, while the price-to-sales ratio is around 6.1 and price-to-earnings is negative, reflecting the recent loss-making period. Free cash flow yield is also negative at minus 7.3%, which is something to watch as they invest heavily in expansion. From a valuation standpoint, MARA trades at a forward PE that has varied widely depending on the year and analyst estimates. Recent readings have gone as high as 152 in one period and as low as 118 in others, showing how sensitive the stock is to Bitcoin price forecasts and growth expectations. The enterprise value is around $7.2 billion. Without a dividend, investors are purely betting on capital appreciation from the mining operations and the emerging AI infrastructure angle. Compared to peers in the capital markets space, the multiples reflect both the high growth potential and the inherent risks. Turning to the SWOT picture, strengths include record revenues and adjusted EBITDA in prior quarters, plus a clear strategy to pivot into AI and HPC using existing power infrastructure. Weaknesses center on ongoing losses, negative margins in recent periods, and heavy exposure to Bitcoin price swings. Opportunities lie in the massive AI data center demand and joint ventures like the one with Starwood that could deliver gigawatts of capacity. Threats include regulatory risks around crypto, rising energy costs, competition in both mining and AI infrastructure, and broader market cyclicality that could pressure the stock further. Performance-wise, the stock has been under pressure over the longer term. It posted a 6.27% gain in the most recent week, but dropped 23% over the past month and 22% over 3 months. The one-year return sits at minus 50%, and over 5 years, it's down nearly 79%. That underperformance versus the broader market reflects the tough crypto winter and execution challenges, though short-term bounces can be sharp when Bitcoin rallies. The industry itself, financial capital markets, has also seen mixed results with modest gains in some periods, but nothing to offset Mara's specific volatility. Wrapping up, Mara is at an interesting inflection point as it tries to evolve from a Bitcoin miner into a diversified digital infrastructure player. The earnings volatility and recent misses show the risks are real, but the pivot to AI-backed power assets could unlock significant upside if they execute well. For aggressive investors comfortable with crypto-linked swings, this could be worth watching closely, especially around Bitcoin price movements and any new data center announcements. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how this fits your risk tolerance. Thanks for tuning in. Hit that like button if you found the analysis helpful, and subscribe for more deep dives.